FM Breakfast
with Now.
Wake up.
Stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership. No contract.
Anyway, what's happening in the world today? First of all, 3 days to the Grand National. If you're into your ponies, 31 days to the Eurovision till we see if Bambi can get us into a final.
Yeah.
65 days to the Euros and 82 days till Wimbledon begins.
Okay.
And that'll be here in no time. Today is Nirvana Day now.
It's Nirvana Day, yeah.
100%.
Well, they said it was yesterday, but it is today. And by the way, I'm talking about Nirvana, the band, not Nirvana, the Buddhist thing.
3 weeks ago, both of us went to air doing a piece about Nirvana Day, and Vic had it all ready about Nirvana Day and the history of Nirvana, the band.
Yeah.
And then we, just before I went on air, I looked it up, and it was Nirvana, the Buddhist holiday. We were...
we went, oh.
So it is the band day today.
Yeah, it is actually the band. Something to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, they've been inducted, hopefully.
That's
exactly
it.
It was Kurt Cobain's 30th anniversary over the weekend.
Wow.
30 years he's gone. That's insane.
There was something happening in Cork to mark that, wasn't there? I can't remember what.
I think
what,
somebody had gigs on somewhere,
yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, by the way, I have this thing on my little prep sheet stuff, and it's on this day.
Okay.
Will I go through a few things that happened on this day?
Yeah.
On this day in 1877.
Okay.
The first human cannonball was shot out of a cannon in London.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they said, instead of cannonballs, let's put John in. See how we get on.
Did he survive
I think he survived. They shot him into a net. Yeah. Into one of those big net to catch him. Yeah.
I mean, that is fellas now that are just bored and they've nothing else to do, isn't it?
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
On this day in 1912, Titanic left Southampton on her first and only voyage.
Yes.
She was heading for...
On this day.
On this day, she was heading for Cove. Singing in the Rain was released on this day in 1952.
Oh.
On this day in 2011, News of the World printed an apology to its phone hacking victims. And you know what happened there?
Yep.
That whole thing folded. And on this day in 2017, Sesame Street brought out its very first autistic character, Julia.
Oh, okay.
Which everyone was delighted about. Other bits and pieces that are happening in the world. A golden retriever called Trigger is calling it a day. She's gone into retirement after... Oh, sorry. He's gone into retirement after fathering more than 300 guide dog puppies.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So the 9-year-old is a dad to 39 litters. He is.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. The dad has gone into retirement.
He said, I'm putting it away.
The dad. The dad.
It's like. So what I'm saying is, like, listen, I'm flat from all of this.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely bait. I can't do any more.
The missus can carry on, into retirement.
You get an almond spot up the road, but I'm done.
That is everything that's wrong with the world right there.
Are you saying that retriever is a typical man?
Yeah.
No. The difference between that retriever and a typical man, a man will never retire.
Really?
He will keep going with cuddles as long as he can. Other news this morning, we're hearing Oppenheimer is very close to breaking a billy.
Oh my goodness. How much is it taken now?
It'll be Christopher Nolan's most successful movie, 960 million. So it'll
That's crazy, lads.
It will hit the billy. And finally for now, you know all this Katie Price stuff that's been going on?
Yeah.
All these stories, all these I'm broke and this, that and the other and all this.
Bankrupt again.
Yeah. Why is this happening, I wonder?
Because she's getting all that plastic surgery done.
No, because she's releasing a book.
Are you serious?
This is the way the PR people play it. For months and months, they will leak all these stories and get them front page as much as possible. Then there's a book coming. There's something they're selling coming down the line. So she's got a new explosive biography, which is coming out. So if you're interested in that, that's on the way. And also yesterday, Johnny Sexton announced that his biography is coming out.
I'd rather read that than hers.
Well, the funny thing about it, both of these biographies would be about throwing balls around the place. Seven 18 is the time. Red FM Breakfast with Casey. There's Victoria Nicholas from London Town.
Morning, guys.
Hello.
This isn't another like gang up and Vic day, but yesterday we had Bow Rat. Why today do we have Nirvana? Without the R.
Yeah, no, but this
Nirvana.
Is the thing. Nirvana.
I don't roll my R's in the middle of a word.
We had this conversation at 6:15 this morning. How Vic says Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Nirvana, rather than Nir. But that it is, it's an accent
it's
thing.
It's an accent thing.
It's the same reason, Phil, that some of us say Thursday, the 30th.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do our THs over here.
But I don't roll my R's in the middle of a word. I roll it at the start, but not in the middle. For example, let's think of another word. Say Marta.
martyr.
Like, I'll tell you what it is. Have you ever heard me say Mardyke? You know, the Mardyke.
Mardyke.
But I say it because I hear Irish people saying it and they roll the R in the middle. So when I say it, because people used to take the mick out of me when I used to read the news, they'd be like, where's it happening again? The Mardyke.
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 Did he knock you out of the World Cup? He did. Mardyke. What was the most difficult words that you found when you came to Ireland and you became a newsreader and you had to read like say local phrases, Irish phrases, Irish towns, villages and stuff like that?
Oris Nuchtron, fairly hard.
That's superb.
Yeah, well it is now.
Yeah.
But when I first saw that, I may as well have been reading news in a foreign country.
What's that
there's
name?
Quite a few. Taoiseach was always, Taoiseach wasn't easy.
I wonder, when Sky News are doing the kind of prompts for their readers, do they write it as letter T in the word shock?
I'd say so phonetically.
They'd 100%. Have to, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have seen some of my scripts.
The Taoiseach.
Yeah, everything was, yeah.
I was living up in Galway 25 years ago and two Americans pulled up when I was out for a walk in a car.
Hi, sir, can you tell me how to get to F. Henry?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you mean Athenry?
Yeah.
And again, these words that we say...
It doesn't look like Athenry.
Well, it doesn't. But like you show an American or somebody from outside this country the name Siobhan or even Saoirse.
Yeah, exactly. See, again, I got that wrong this morning.
You're over here. You came over here with the language that you made to speak and you can't even speak.
No, I know. Exactly.
What about your old favourite, that place in Cork that begins with a G?
Well, I can say it now. There's no bother.
Go on.
Grona Broha.
Good on you.
But it was quite a while. There was a long time where I couldn't really say it. Yeah. I don't know what it came out like.
It was Grona Broha.
Yeah, something like that.
It dragged out.
But do you know that an American once asked a friend of mine for directions to Ajibaluji?
Where?
Ahabuluk.
Love it.
Ajibaluji. Excuse me, sir. What's the way to Ajibaluji? No, it's Ahabuluk. But again, you know.
What words can you not pronounce, folks? 0868 104 106. I need your voice notes to hear your inability to pronounce words.
Have you got any?
There's a few.
Yeah.
I can't say no. When it's 11:30 down the local. No. I gotta go. That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, you guys. We'd like to visit the Titanic Experience. Can you tell us how to get to Cobb Beach?
There you go.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Starring Academy Award winner Kate Winslet. The Regime. Streaming with Now.
If you know what this is, stand by. Got something really nice for you to win, but I need you to guess what that is in a moment. We're talking about the words that you can't pronounce properly. Yeah. I mean, there's a load of big ones. Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah, that's
another
one.
Worcestershire. But when you look at it, it's like Worcestershire. Yeah. Like, what are you at, lads? Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
0868 104 106. Let's see what we got over here.
Hi, guys. My best friend and I went to England one time. We were in Oxford and we went into the job centre. We were quite young, looking for a job. And her name is Siobhan Toohey. And we were sitting there chatting, waiting to be called up to the counter. And the lady at the desk just kept saying, Siobhan Toohey, Siobhan Toohey. Clearly we didn't get any job that day because we went out of the place on our knees.
That's brilliant.
See,
but also
that's it.
If you're two girls sitting in a job centre and you get called
Toohey,
well, that's quite offensive.
It is.
Who's next?
Toohey.
And also, can I ask, what job were you going for?
Toohey.
I'm just curious to know. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
Such a great story.
We'll get back to those in a moment. Stand by to win with Now. We want to give you the Masters for free, a 6-month subscription. And we're going to give you 200 quid. 200 quid. You can buy a lot with 200 quid, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Sorry.
Red FM Sunrise and Sunset Update with Wilton Shopping Centre. The heart of the community.
On Augusta Stages, it's traditional Masters curtain raiser today, the Par 3 contest. Famously, no winner of the Par 3 has gone on to claim the green jacket the following Sunday. And that's the sport where it simply suits.
Yes, there's more. There's always more. Yes, there's more.
Or what?
More.
Oh, I'm cold. Luck has left me standing so tall.
You're indestructible.
Always with an inch. You are cool.
This will never, ever, 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 ever go away.
So funny.
I wonder, like, legitimately, can this run forever? Like, yes. I'm just, is it one of those things?
Definitely, yeah.
Black and cold.
Yeah, hold
See?
That, hold that.
See?
Brilliant. Gang, any words that you struggle to pronounce? That's what we're talking about this morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't say the word mirror.
Mirror. It's because I say mirror as well.
It's because I'm from Derry and everyone up there goes mirror.
Mirror.
Are you from Derry?
Oh, he's a Derry man.
Didn't know that rule.
When I would say, I have to really slow down when I want to say the word mirror on the radio.
Yeah.
Mirror.
I would say mirror as well. It's a very mirror. It's a Western
What's
Ireland
a
thing.
Mirror?
A mirror.
Mirror.
What do I say? A mirror.
I say mirror as well, Kel.
Mirror, yeah.
Mirror.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Let's see what we got here.
You guys know how to go to Talker? Oh, you're looking to go to Talker? Yeah, it's straight out there past the lot, which you guys call the lake.
Brilliant.
Oh,
that's frills.
Yeah.
So many.
Is there any words you can't pronounce, Kelly?
I used to really struggle with some submarine.
Submarine?
Oh. Yeah, after a lot of practice, I used to say submarine.
Okay.
Yeah, just used to come in.
It's like tambourine.
I know.
But a boat.
Yeah, yeah, a ship. Exactly.
Victoria struggles with fishing vessel.
I do, yeah.
Okay, all together now, let's go.
Fishing vessel. I want to say, and I did say for years.
Vessel.
Yeah. Fishing vessel.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
These things that you can't pronounce. These words and phrases that your brain. It's your brain. Your brain won't let you. Yeah. It won't let you do it. Yeah. Let's go.
Good morning, guys. We've got an English guy working with us, and instead of saying Grána Brathair, he says Gurna Burra.
That's how I used to say it.
You used to say that for a very long time.
My Google Map says that.
It's a hard place name to say, though.
Grána Brathair.
It's a lot of R's and a lot of A's.
It's an absolute nightmare for people. Yeah.
Oh, guys, one of my favourites has to be the English speaking sat nav going to Dublin. Bali Ata Cliat.
And what else?
At the roundabout, take the second exit onto M50 for Drogheda.
Drogheda. Voice notes, please. 0868104106. The words that you struggle with. 725. 30,000 euro for you next.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Kellyanne O'Brien, you legend.
How much in the cash machine?
€20,261.86.
You've just won the money. Well done. Kellyanne, how do you feel?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm actually in shock here.
Wow, she had the full fan club with her yesterday when she got the phone call at work. Kellyanne O'Brien, for entering the cash machine, has now got €20,000 plus some change sitting in her bank account. Incredible. So we did 10 grand on Monday, 20 grand yesterday, €30,000 today. After today's phone call, we'll have done €60,000 in 3 days. It's incredible amounts of money that we're lashing out. We had a show meeting the other day where I had to sit these two down and go, listen, dad gags, we need to raise the bar. You're suggesting we need to lower
the bar. They need to be terrible.
The whole point of them is that they're supposed to be terrible, isn't it?
I would like to thank Dave for helping me out, researcher Dave, who has put together my jokes this morning.
Oh, see, that's nice for you, isn't it?
Yeah. See that?
I got a bit of help.
He's bossing us around. He doesn't even have his own ready.
Listen, have I got my drums?
You know what I mean?
Have I got Ricky Gervais? Have I got my own? Oh, yeah, there you go. There's one or two jokes here that I'm not sure about.
Oh.
Okay, that I think that could... I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I'll have to ask you off air. I'll have to do a bit of consultancy with you beforehand, okay? Actually, sorry, listeners. Would you mind holding? You think so? Okay,
yeah,
we get away with that.
Yeah.
Okay, Rory, take it away.
My father drank so heavily that when he blew on the birthday cake, he lit the candles.
Vicky!
The Beach Boys walk into a bar. Round, round. Get around, I'll get around.
You just stole my first joke.
What?
You just stole my first joke. The Beach Boys walk into a bar.
There you go, you see. There you go.
My friend said he didn't understand cloning. I said, well, hey, that makes two of us.
If you arrive fashionably late in Crocs, you're just late.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, God.
There was a little, fold in the universe there. Okay, Victoria, what have you got?
I thought our goat was giving birth. Turns out she was just kidding.
Before my granddad passed away, he covered his back in lard and butter. He went downhill after that.
I said to my gym instructor, can you teach me how to do the splits? He says, well, how flexible are you? And I said, I can't make Tuesdays. Just like that. Tommy Cooper
that's
just
a
like
good just one. Like that. That's oh a God. Good one.
Vic?
Okay, what did one DNA say to the other DNA?
Go on.
Do these jeans make me look fat?
Oh, my God. What do you call a line of men waiting to get a haircut?
Don't know.
It's a barbecue. Barbecue. It's terrible.
Two monkeys are getting into a bath. One said, ooh, 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 ah. The other one said, well, put some cold water in then.
Gag of the day,
that's
sir.
That's good, that's good, that's
See,
good.
See, this raised the bar thing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Two cannibals eating a clown. One says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
I once tripped in France. I fell over. Oh. Yeah, dear. Thanks, Ricky Gervais. Thanks. Yeah. Final gag to Rory O'Hagan, please.
It takes a lot of balls to play golf like me.
Me 80 minutes after 8 o'clock. He's going to be in the marquee. And on the show very soon, Peter Andre. We'll be catching up with Peter Andre before he comes to Cork at Live at the Marquee very, very soon as well. Johnny, what have you got for us?
I was in work yesterday and my buddy, he fell off a ladder.
Yeah?
So my boss turned round. He said, Johnny, he goes, will you call Michael an ambulance? I said, Michael is an ambulance.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good on you, Johnny. Right. Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Not too bad,
you. Hi, Debbie.
Debbie is from the Greater Fermoy area. She is a special needs assistant. Has been doing it for, is it 4 years now you're doing it?
Roughly around that, yeah.
Very good. Where are you a special needs assistant?
Gwen Scullheeda.
Very good. So, good morning to the gang.
Absolutely.
You're about to hear your moonchor, your teacher, your best friend Debbie win €1,000 and buy sweets for everybody. That's the way it's going to be. You were saying you need some sort of a new car. What's wrong with your car at the moment?
Oh, what's not wrong with it would be the easier question.
Yeah.
Okay, you having a bad run with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like my old Ford Focus, Debbie.
Yeah, the one with no doors and two handles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie, let's try and get you over the line. What I have here in front of me is 10 questions. You have 60 seconds. If you get stuck on something, Debbie, just throw a guess. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, who wrote Zombie?
The Cranberries.
Which city isn't associated with the sitcom Friends?
New York.
Question number 3. What is the name of the character played by Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, gosh.
He's Captain Something.
Jack Sparrow.
Question number 4. Who released the song Take Me to Church?
Oh, dear.
In the film, in which film did Leonardo DiCaprio famously say, I'm the king of the world?
Titanic.
Which iconic stout is brewed at in Cork? Iconic Irish stout brewed in Cork. There's two of them you can give me.
Just think of the stouts.
It's not Guinness, it's
Murphy's.
Question number 7. Okay. What is the name of the Hobbit played by Elijah Wood?
Oh God, Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh God.
No, it's okay. Okay, time
disaster,
is
disaster.
No, it wasn't disaster. You did well.
I made a muck of reading those questions as well. I knocked a few seconds off. I would have given you an extra 7 or 8 seconds at the end. By the way,
you're very stuttery today.
Cranberries. is correct. New York is correct. Pirates of the Caribbean is Captain Jack Sparrow. Yeah. Hosier is correct. I'm the King of the World is from Titanic. You could have said Murphy's Beamish. Brood of Cork as well.
Yeah, Beamish or Murphy's.
And the name of the Hobbit played by Elijah Wood in Lord of the Rings is Frodo. Now, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Debbie, I know that Victoria had to spend a bit of time coaxing you to do the quiz. Even though you entered, you didn't want to do it. You did very well.
You did.
And I insist we give you another run out in the next week or so, okay?
So, yeah.
Will you come back and do it again?
I will.
You promise me?
I will, because I need better.
Okay.
I know, yeah.
Debbie, lovely to talk to you. Keep up your great work, and we'll talk to you very, very soon, okay?
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Cheers, Debbie. Debbie gets a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. She gets a breakfast show mug as well. Is that okay?
She does, of course.
Up the Rebels, 8:22. Is that going to be on your wedding playlist?
Well, my kids won't stop singing it at home.
Okay, so you've got to play for the boys.
It's going on around the house. Yeah.
Okay, Vic's wedding will be a hoedown.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em from Beyonce. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Beyonce's gone all country. She's got the number one country album. First black lady to do it as well.
Absolutely.
Massive milestone for her. But I am telling you now, I said it yesterday, it's just country is taking over this year.
Yeah.
Because now the next big massive country hit is that cover version of The Weeknd's Blinding Lights.
It's great.
No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. By Telby, it's blowing
it's
up
really
all over the
good.
Place. But it just works. It's bizarrely it works. Red Hot Country, 106.1 FM. Coming at you like Cleopatra. There's my co-pilot, Victoria Nichols. How y'all doing, Vicky?
Hi, Casey. How are you today?
Wait, I'm sorry?
I don't know.
There's that Cork accent again.
Yeah. Red
FM weather. With Casey's Furniture, the bedding bonanza is now on in-store and at caseys.ie.
Cloudy and overcast and a little bit showery today. Plenty of the west, so 14 degrees later on. €30,000 next. We did 20 grand yesterday. We've got a 30 grand jackpot for you. On the way.
The same time in Augusta staging its traditional Masters curtain raiser today. The par 3 contest, famously no winner of the par 3, has gone on to claim the green jacket the following Sunday. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Oh, it's like a little hex, is it?
It is.
A green jacket hex.
Yeah, don't want to win the par 3.
Okay. Any doggy people on the show? Am I the only person with a dog at home? Kelly, have you got doggies at home?
A dog at my parents' home, yeah, Stella.
Okay, Stella. What kind of doggy is Stella?
Oh, God, I'd say she's half a Yorkshire Terrier, half a Jack Russell.
Bits of everything.
Oh, yeah, there's more in there as well, I'd say. We got her on done deal.
You got a license for her?
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to have a license for your dogs. You know, it's a public service broadcasting here. If you own a K9, you need to have a license. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, we do.
The hesitation there.
Do you know, there's a ring doorbell footage is just my favourite thing. Be it people breaking wind at their doors or else they're having arguments. This fella, two lads come around, they're looking for a dog licence and it was captured on his ring doorbell. Now he's an owl lad. He was having none of it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Good. Thomas from Galway County Council.
Okay.
I'm just going on here just checking for dog licences. Do you have any dogs?
Stop with you. Are you joking me?
No.
Go on and go and do something useful. Don't be going around there wasting time and wasting shoe leather.
Shoe leather.
Don't be wasting shoe leather.
Oh. Isn't that brilliant?
It is, yeah.
Wasting shoe leather is one of the best things I've ever heard.
I know,
I've never heard that before.
Wasting shoe leather.
This is true, and I don't know who said this. Maybe it was a Brendan Grace thing, but years ago in this country, when some people had colour TVs and others had black and white TVs, and you could buy half price TV license if your TV was black and white.
What?
That is true.
Is it?
And people used to go into the post office looking for a half-price dog licence because they had a black and white sheepdog. Well, if it's for the telly, I'll take it for the dog, too. Apparently that happened. Anyway, 30 grand next. Let's go.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Westlife.
and Uptown Girl. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
I just got a message in here from Frank. Frank says, my 15-year-old dog now identifies as a cat. No license required.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Well, listen, if anyone comes to the door, go meow, meow. Okay, can you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Cheers, Frankie. Have a great day. 20 to 9 is the time. So, here's the deal. If you wake up with us every morning, we will give you an opportunity to change your life with these incredible jackpots, and we will keep lashing them out. We did 10 grand Monday, 20 grand yesterday. It's 30,000 euro today. Here's Kellyanne.
How much in the cash machine?
20,261 euro and 86 cents.
You've just won the money. Well done. How do you feel?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm actually in shock here.
Kellyanne O'Brien, over 20,000 euro just for entering the cash machine. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM, 15 minutes away from Neil Prendeville and team. On the way just after 9 o'clock. That is happening for you. Right, so we got the Masters happening this weekend.
Yep.
It all kicks off or swings off or you know, however you phrase it for golf. The Masters is back. You can stream it with a Now Sports membership. John Rahm, Scotty, McIlroy and the other golf champions tee off in Augusta on the 11th of April. You can live stream the Masters, the PGA Golf Championship, the US Open with a Now Sports membership for 6 months. Plus, we're also going to throw in 200 quid if you can identify. I asked you who this fella was. Okay. Let's see. Here we got Amy. How's it going, Amy?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
What's the news?
Hi.
How's everything in Amy's life today?
Oh, it's fine. I'm just outside work.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do you do for yourself?
I'm an SNA.
You're an SNA. It's SNA day today.
It is.
You're taking over Cork. Very good. How long? And who are you in SNA with?
St. Gabriel's Special School.
Oh, very good.
I'd imagine it's a beautiful job to do every day. You get great satisfaction out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine if she said, no, I hate it. I'm not going to work today. Well, listen, you put the feet up and watch the whole Masters yeah. for the weekend. And here's 200 euro in cash. If you can tell me the hole in one this morning. So the hole artist in 1 second was?
Ed Sheeran.
Amy, well, you're amazing. Do you know that, Amy?
Yeah, well done.
How did you get that? That was very difficult this morning. Very hard. Nobody got that one right. Amy, you've got 6 months free Now Sports Pack and you've got that 200 euro. Go and get yourself something nice, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely day, Amy. See you soon.
You too.
Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye, bye-bye. That's Amy Falvey winning the 200 euro today. Tomorrow morning, we'll do it again. We'll have another hole-in-one challenge for you.
Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
Okay.
Let's see how it is today. Will it be cold? It's 11 degrees later on. Or sorry, 11 to 14 degrees. And it's lashing down out there this morning.
It is, yeah.
Take it easy on the roads. Pick one of you guys.
Absolutely. Love Island. Bosses are reportedly eyeing up a completely different villa. So this is going to mark a decade.
Is it 10 years of the smoke?
TV series.
Yeah. I know people love it. I've tried to watch it with Rachel. She's sat me down and said, just get into it. And I'm like, I can't.
It's not my cup of tea either.
Bits of my brain are dissolving.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But like I know the hardcore fans will avoid it. If you love it, it's your thing. And
absolutely.
It's
you're kind of in it right from the start. And
absolutely.
You watch it all the way
you're committed to it enough.
So where did they were in, I think the winter series, I think, was filmed in South Africa. And then I think the summer series is filmed in Spain.
So they're looking for a new location.
Well, they're looking for a new location. They're basically giving the show a massive shake-up. So I don't know what that means, but presumably it's going to be a slightly different format. I don't know. There's going to be differences. And they're also looking at quadrupling the weekly budget. So expect lots of fancy stuff, I'd say.
Okay, here's a suggestion.
Okay, go on.
Love Island. Spike Island. Spike Island in Cork. Beautiful people. Fellas with guts. Bellies hanging out over their jeans.
I'd watch that.
A fella with a rolly hanging out of his ear. Lord of old dolls from up the north side. You know what I mean? They throw everybody into it. Normal people, regular everyday people that just live.
So it's like the Irish version of Love Island is called Spike Island.
Spike Island.
buying it. But why don't they do, like, you know, just a not... Like, is the fact that they're all supermodels and...
Oh, God, that's what it is.
Yeah. Claim to be, you know, like the perfectly sculpted human beings. Is that the attraction for Love Island?
It is, yeah.
So,
of course it is. Look at them all.
Yeah, they're all gorgeous. They're all really, really attractive. What about just putting normal people in like doing Love Island with just regular heads?
But there's a reason.
I think it'd be a much bit more interesting and better
I
show.
Agree. Like, you could argue, like, the Big Brother is a lot more like that,
absolutely,
isn't it, really?
It is, yeah,
but
yeah.
Then I suppose they don't spend the entire time in their bikinis. Do you know what I mean? That's the, and their trunks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think you've got a point there to be made, but I don't think TV bosses will go for that. I think they want to put together a big, massive bunch of beautiful people because they think that that will keep viewers interested. And let's be honest...
But nobody's tried it with normies.
But it probably is some of the reason why some people watch
it. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, this is an interesting one. Sharon Osbourne's been criticised by her own son. This is on the latest episode of their Mental podcast, which I've been watching.
Do you know what? I've seen a clip of it yesterday.
You've seen Ozzy?
Ozzy's just sitting in the corner and every now and then he'll go, man.
That's literally it.
But he's still with it. Like, he's contributing to conversations, and they were asking him about back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
The stuff that he got up to with his roadies.
Yeah.
And he flipped out a couple of stories. Absolutely no problem. So he's still with it. Like, he's still in good shape.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But they were talking yesterday about the controversy surrounding P. Diddy at the moment. If you don't know what I'm talking about, he is actually facing multiple civil lawsuits at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack has a bit of a lash off his mother. Have a listen.
All I have to say is about Sean is it's not my world. I don't understand any of that world. I don't pretend that I do.
But I don't think this is necessarily a hip-hop related issue.
No, he lives in a total different world. I don't know what he does.
Sure, but you've also been in a position to see entertainers, famous people, taking advantage of young girls.
Yeah.
So to say that you know nothing about it, I think is an
nothing
inaccurate...
Nothing about his case, Mom should say.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it comes down to this. Guilty people run.
Now, I have to tell you, like, Jack is definitely the most explosive of all of them on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it worth watching? Is it good?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's just kind of a family having a few arguments, really. But if you're... Yeah, absolutely.
What's
yeah.
the daughter's name?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
She's now Sharon.
She is. 100%.
Like, I was like, what?
Yeah, she's a clone of her.
It's Sharon.
Yeah, it is.
Used to be giants.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.